It's time for Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.
Well, folks, it is your old buddy Luke Clayton, and it's time for our weekly visit here on KETR Public Radio. We talk about everything. You know, bow season's kicking off here. Next week it's time to start thinking about getting our stands hung and getting out in the woods. I know I've got my spot already picked out, but that's coming up. We're going to have some hunting talk next week. I thought it would be a good idea this week to go down to Galveston. You know, Captain Mike Williams, a longtime friend of mine, is down there and fishing. Fall fishing is underway right now, and it's really good for redfish, and I've been catching some big trout. I thought we'd get Mike on this week and let him kind of update everybody. Fall is a time when many of us do like to go to Galveston, go to the coast. The crowds are not so bad, and the fishing's good. Mike, thank you, buddy, for being with us.
How you doing, Luke?
Could not be better. Everything's going really well. I appreciate you taking some time to talk Galveston fishing with us, Mike. I know a lot of people listening to you now through the years have fished with you, and just about everybody knows Captain Mike Williams down in Galveston. Everybody in my circles anyway. But I'd like you to kind of give us some updates. The redfish, the slot reds, the ones that we like to eat, that size red, they've been good. And when you're fishing for them, they're on the Galveston jetties where your team of guides kind of headquarter a lot. You can also catch some good eating trout too, right?
Yes, sir. We're fixing to go into the pinnacle of it's the best fishing of the entire year. You know, it's the fish start bulking up for winter, and it's not uncommon to go out there and catch, you know, limits of reds, good numbers of trout, and throw in some flounder too. That's the top three fish that we catch in the fall, and it only gets better. It peaks out about the third week of November, but from now till, like I said, about the third week of November. Right before Thanksgiving is when it picked up. Just when it gets, just about the time it gets a darn cold, you don't want to go fishing.
Right.
But right before that cold spell, we hammer the trout, redfish, and flounder pretty good.
You know, you use a system too that's a lot of fun. It's and productive. You know, free line and free shrimping, whatever you want to call it, but the treble hook and the live shrimp. And maybe just a split shot. I don't know if you ever need a little bit of split shot to get him down. But fishing, I've done that with you a bunch in years past. But, you know, fishing around the jetties, which are just a magnet for all kind of fish. But tossing, using a spinning rig and tossing that live shrimp up there close to those rocks. And then just give him some free line and let him just kind of sink down. And that's a method that I think you told me that's pretty productive right now.
Well, that's about the most stealthiest way you can fish for any fish is a line and a hook.
Yep.
The only thing we add to that is we add enough weight to get the weeds a lot of live natural baits, and the added weight gets the bait down to where the fish are. And it's an outstanding way to catch reds, especially slot reds, plus the fact you can catch some giant trout like that too. That is the very best way to catch, you know, trout, big trout. They call them, like I said, they caught a 914 out there last summer in Galveston. That's a big trout. That's the way it was caught.
Wow, just free line. And the technique, and honestly, Mike, this is something I haven't done in probably, oh gosh, 6 or 7 years. But I remember it well. I think it would take me about 10 minutes to get the swing of it again, so to speak. But toss that shrimp up in there close to the rocks, and then leave it in free spool a little bit to let it go down and have your hand on the line. Is that
right?
And then when you kind of feel some resistance at that point, you can go ahead and lock the reel down and kind of feel it.
Just let him go. Yeah.
And let him, and then
it's a lot of fun. And every now and then, you know, I did a deal on one of my Facebook pages where I talked about it. I was doing that, and we were fishing with like 12-pound test line, and I caught like a 44-pound redfish.
Oh.
And that's about as good as it gets on a little run around.
And you got your spinning rig, right? I mean.
Right. Well, I was actually using a bait casting reel. We furnish spinning reels for the customers, but I use a Shimano baitcaster.
Well, I've got a trip, you know, down there. We're going to go down, my wife and I, and spend about 5 days, Monday through Friday soon down there. And we get a canal house, actually, in the fall down there at Jamaica Beach on the west end of the island. Right. And I'm going to be down there fishing with you guys. I wonder, should I bring a bait caster? I fish with them all the time.
That's your favorite bait caster, bring it. You know, it's like I said, we have bait casters, but most people, you know, a lot of people that guys take fishing, they don't fish every day. They work all the time. They just want to get off. And when they go fishing, they want to have something they can throw. And some people have a hard time throwing bait casters.
Yeah,
so we furnish Shimano spinning reels, which are probably the easiest reels to throw.
They're the best, in my opinion.
Very durable, they hold up, and that's what we furnish the people.
They last forever. Well, it's just a fun way to do it. And, you know, we were talking off the air, Mike, about grilling the redfish. And I brought up, we were talking about the bull reds. They're great. They're great fun to catch. And, you know, a guy might want to mount one occasionally or have it picture of him with the, or whoever catches it with, you know, with the big red. But as far as eating goes, those slot reds, they're by far the better eating, don't you think?
Yeah, the smaller the fish. You know, if we could keep them, the 15-inch redfish are usually the best to eat. But in Texas, the fish has to be 20 inches to keep, and that's the ones you want to catch, to eat. The smaller ones to the 20-inch marker. The smaller the fish, the more play they're going to have.
Mike, tell us.
Once they get up over about 28 inches, they're not really that good to eat.
Okay. Tell us how you on the half shell, how you cook them, how you grill them.
They just lay them. You go out there, and the way I do it is I put the meat side down on the grill first, and I'll cook it for, you know, about 6 or 7 minutes. Then I'll flip it over, you leave the scales on the outside of the fish. Mm-hmm. Then you put it down there, and then that kind of holds that fish together.
Mm-hmm.
And you cook for like 6 or 7 minutes until that meat turns white. And right before you think it's done, then you can put all your stuff on it, you know, your lemon butter and all that stuff.
Okay, so you really, the flesh side down first for about 6 minutes.
Right.
Do you season it before you put it on, or you just like you?
I usually put it just wait till you flip it back over.
Okay.
That's when I put mine on there because that's when I put mine on. I flip it back over.
That's a good tip right there. And what you're doing is just searing that meat when you put it the flesh side down at first, right?
Right.
And then you flip it over and you can put your lemon butter whatever and let it just another 6 or 8 minutes and then let it kind of.
The meat turns white.
That's really some fine eating. So I've done it, but that's a new trick, and I bet a lot of people listening to us. You know, up in freshwater, a lot of us do stripers the same way, but that's a real good trick about searing that meat first.
I'll tell you something else you can do that's mm-hmm. really, really good. I did this in Mexico one time. This was 30 years ago. You take the filet and let it soak in the mild jalapeno. Just get you a can of mild jalapeno, and you let that filet soak in there for about an hour before you put it on a pit.
Mm-hmm.
And you talk about some good eating. That is.
Ooh, yeah. Just the jalapeno juice and all that.
You buy in a can, and there'll be some peppers in there. And the juice. Just put it all in a bowl and let it marinate for, you know, an hour, 2 hours. Uh-huh. And it really has a great flavor. I mean, you can take kind of fork and kind of stick in that flesh side, let that seep in there.
Yeah.
You know, if you like really hot stuff, you can get the hot peppers. I don't really care for the real hot ones.
Just the canned jalapenos, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And it's great.
I bet you it is. Well, you know, Mike, this show is all about connecting people with stuff to do in the outdoors. We go into great lengths to make sure that that the listener is not just listening to old Luke talk each week, but my goal is to hook people up with fun stuff to do in the outdoors. So we want to make sure and you know, people that know about Galveston, and in the fall it's way less crowded than in the summer. We go in the summer and take grandkids and all that and have a ball. I mean, it's a great time in the summer, but the serious fishing for me, it's less crowded, and I don't know, it's just much more comfortable time to fish, Mike. You know.
Well, you don't have the heat, you don't have the people.
Right.
And it's not really cold. It's just a very nice time. Let me say this right here, just throw this in there. Most people, you know, they've been to Galveston, but enough, you know, Galveston, since they put the cruise liners in, and since, like, Ike was 2008, since Hurricane Ike, man, Galveston has completely changed. They come in there and build a bunch of new hotels, new restaurants, and they run those cruise liners through there, and they, you know, it's completely changed. And, you know, they built up the beach real nice. And it's, if you hadn't been there in, like, 8 or 10 years, you'd be surprised how much it's changed, especially down there where you're at. It's, you know, I can remember when there was nothing between Galveston and St. Louis Pass, and now it's like solid beach houses all the way down.
It is. It's and you know, granted, the fishing is what we're all about, but there's a whole lot. Moody Gardens down in Galveston, and you know, it's just for, say a guy takes his wife down there in the fall and she doesn't fish. There's a whole lot more to do. You know, I'm not saying make sure and allocate you some time to fish. Don't don't miss that. But there's a lot to do down there. There's a lot of places.
There really is. I mean, it's a very scenic, historical town with lots of, I mean, the ladies can say, they go to the Strand while you're fishing, and they can have a, I mean, it's really changed in sight. I mean, it's changed a lot.
A lot to keep people busy. And you know, Mike, the say the next few weeks, the flounder, I know the run is in October and November, but fishing around the jetties, do you occasionally hook into a flounder on these live shrimp?
Oh, we target flounder. That's one of my most favorite fish. You know, somebody said one time that flounder are not much of a sport fish. And I said, well, you ain't caught an 8-pound flounder.
That's true.
They can put up right there with a redfish or a trout. That big flounder, man, they can pull off the line. And they're outstanding. One of my most favorite fish.
As good as it gets. Well, in other words, so when you're fishing now for the slot reds and the trout along the jetties with, if you're using the shrimp, you might occasionally, I mean, it's common to catch flounder in there, too.
Yeah. It's not unusual to catch 4 or 5 a day, not even fishing for them. You know, when we target, go, like, you call me and say, I'm going to catch a flounder, we use live finger muller.
Uh-huh.
But you can certainly catch them on live shrimp. I mean, they'll certainly get a live shrimp.
Like you told me years ago, everything eats shrimp, you know, down there.
Right, that's right.
Well, Mike,
everybody and everything.
You bet. That's right. Everybody and every fish. Let's do this. Let's make sure that everyone can contact Captain Mike Williams. Mike, leave the website and if you will, a phone number where people could contact you.
Okay, the best way to reach us is look us up on the web. We have a home number and reservation numbers on that website, and the website is Galveston Fishing Guides, plural, guides.com, galvestonfishingguides.com.
Okay, and everybody's online. There's a lot of pictures there of the different species, and you know,
right. It's like a menu. You just go scroll down and pick out the fishing trip you want, and then call and we'll talk about it.
Exactly. The one last thing, though, the peak of the flounder run, if you will, people want to plan ahead for just if they want to target flounder. If they were to schedule a time in, what, mid-October through the end of November?
Yeah, that's the way it works, and this is flounder's a little bit different than most fish.
Uh-huh.
The pinnacle, the top of the mountain, is the week before Thanksgiving. It takes right after Thanksgiving, about December the 5th, flounder fishing takes a dramatic, dramatic drop. It's like going off a cliff. It builds to a peak as you go toward Thanksgiving. The most reds I ever caught in my life on the Galveston jetties was 114, and those fish were caught on November the 2nd.
Well, Mike, thanks very much for being with us, and we're going to get you back again soon to talk some more coastal fishing. How about it?
It'd be great.
Folks, this is Luke Clayton, and I really appreciate you tuning in each week. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Rhino Steel Buildings, Margaret Holmes, and Glory Brand Seasoned Canned Goods, Hunter Supply, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, the Texas Deer Association, R&L Air Gun Supply, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, Air Guns of Texas, and Sun Optics USA. Make sure and tune in this time next week. We're going to have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.
Luke Clayton has been addicted to everything outdoors since his childhood. He grew up hunting and fishing in rural Northeast Texas. Luke pens a weekly newspaper column that appears in over 50 newspapers. For videos, archived newspaper articles, and more information, visit catfishradio.com. This has been Outdoors with Luke Clayton on your station, 88.9 KETR.